Thank you for calling CISA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture.
Hey, Monty.
I didn't know if you were going to be there or not.
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one here, unlike you, but I'm here. And you got the landline, right? The landline?
Yep.
So the number, yeah, okay, you got it.
Call him right now.
Oh. Connecting to the 911.
Oh, freaking phone. See how it dialed 911? Because I had to hit 1 and it hit it twice, but I have to dial 9 for the extension. I mean, they must get a million phone calls like that a day. And you know the reason it's problematic is because it's been bleached so many times that it's sticky. All right, here we go. It's connecting again. Poor 911 is going to think I'm pranking.
Well, Monty, I could do it.
Yeah, try that, I guess.
Monty?
Hello.
Gideon, why don't you talk so he can hear the quality?
Sure. Hey, Monty. How you doing?
Sounds good to me. Bless you. I'm glad not to be in your presence right now.
Yeah. That's a bad way to start a
radio
interview.
That's why we're social distancing, so that we're all staying safely away from one another, but still celebrating our local heroes with a local hero spotlight. And Phil Corman from CISA, who's safely sneezing at CISA, while I'm standing in front of this sanitized and sticky radio studio that's got bleach all over it, and talking on another line with Gideon Porth, who is the farm store owner at Atlas Farm, who does so many great things throughout the course of the year with the food bank. And I love stopping by there on the march for the food bank, and that will pick up again hopefully soon too, because our most vulnerable people need our help the most right now. But our farmers also need to continue to be supported through this. And Atlas Farm, the gorgeous farm stand right there on 5 and 10 in Deerfield, is transitioning through this into a curbside delivery model.
Yeah, that's right. We're just feeling increasingly that in order to keep things safe for both our staff and for our customers, pickup model is the way to go. We'll have information on our website about how everything will operate, but it's a pretty nice, easy system. We will also be offering for people that don't have internet connectivity, people want to drive in and place an order, basically curbside, and it will be your first drive-through farm stand.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. We're not gonna have instant order fulfillment, but we will have an option if you want to drive in, place an order, and wait.
Maybe you should set up a movie screen, and people could nibble on zucchini or cauliflower or whatever, you know, as they watch the movie.
There you go, or put them to work in the greenhouse, although 6 feet apart.
Yes.
From each other, I suppose.
You know, we've all been talking so much about how hard it is for any smallish employer here in the Valley to keep going. And I think people often forget that farmers deal with so much all the time, and B, it's even harder for a farm because your workplace, Gideon, sometimes is inside in the greenhouse, but oftentimes it's outside, you know, in the weather with all that's unpredictable about that.
I feel like farmers are somewhat well positioned to deal with an event like this, as well as anyone could be. You know, none of us have ever experienced anything like this, but we deal with forces outside of our control, and we try to navigate our way through them. I was talking to a seed rep of ours the other day who made a comment that, you know, there's no way around this thing. We just have to go through it. We're somewhat used to that. We go through weather, you know, natural disasters, weather emergencies. We go through equipment breakdowns and customers falling off and insect infestations. And so this feels like another giant hurdle in our game, but something we're somewhat accustomed to.
Although I would say, is it unlike a restaurant that may be relying on food from Atlas Farm, you have a farm stand, so you at least can maintain a semblance of normalcy in a daily business operation throughout the course of this when so many other businesses have shuttered, because farm stands and farm markets have been kind of protected under the emergency order here in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, rather than facing anything as catastrophic as a closure, I can't imagine how small businesses like the restaurants are handling this. For us, it's just been modifying what we're doing. But otherwise, I mean, you know, food production is about as central to social stability as it gets. And so I feel like it's our obligation, really, as farmers and as a food retailer to keep on trucking. It's been challenging and stressful for our staff and our systems, but just feels like what we have to do.
You know, with a lot of those restaurants closing and those institutions closing and winter farmers markets closing, that has really had a huge impact on local farms. I know that, Gideon, you grow tremendous amounts of wonderful organic crops, produce, and I know you sell it in so many different ways. I'm wondering, besides the farm store, how else have you been impacted?
Thus far, we haven't felt a big impact. Otherwise, we're in a time of year when our wholesale crop production is dwindled down to almost nothing now. The very late winter, first months of spring are kind of our quiet time on sales. You know, we have been checking in and talking to all of our customers and buyers just to try to looking ahead to the field production season. Everyone on the retail food, at least in the grocery industry, which is our main outlet, they're telling us business as usual. If anything, they're just reeling with this surge of increased traffic purchasing. For us, we're just going to try to keep doing what we would normally be doing this time of year.
So if I came into your farm store or be able to order and drive my car up, what are the kinds of things would I be seeing that I could buy?
Well, we still have a nice diversity of crops. Our wholesale program kind of dwindles this time of year, but we save all that we can for our own store. So we have great salad mixes still coming out of the greenhouse, still packing storage crops, carrots, radishes, celeriac, parsnips. We have items from other farms, some other root crops. We have our own potatoes, sweet potatoes. Still a pretty nice diversity of items there. And, we've been expanding over the winter months into more and more prepared foods. And we're going to continue to offer those with things that we're making in our own kitchen with our crops. So, you can still stop by and get a nice local meal with everything you need right from our local farms.
And delivered right to your car out in front of Atlas Farm in South Deerfield. You should get some of the farm workers to deliver it on roller skates, too, and then show the movie, and it'll feel really old-timey and fun.
I like that. I like that, Monty. Will you be our first roller skate attendant?
I would love to both receive grocery in my car via roller skate and deliver it to someone's car via roller skate. I think it would be wicked fun. Gideon Porth from Atlas Farm Stand on 5 and 10 in South Deerfield, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, we've been touting this for as long as CISA's been around and for as long as I've been on the air, that we need to support local, and now more than ever. You can still support our local farmers and our local farm stands through this, like Atlas Farm Stand, and you can find out more about how to be a local hero at buylocalfood.org.